A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Thursday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Oh, he's back now, is he? Yeah, I was out. I had some fun last night. Apologies, but I am back. Anyway, we'll get on to the evening's football in just a moment, but first we start with my show and a VIP guest that was Sir Wayne Rooney. He discussed his old club, Manchester United, and why they might not make the top four in the Premier League this season.
I think it's going to be tough. If I'm being honest, I think obviously you can see confidence is low. There's obviously other issues going on around the club, so it's going to be very tough for them. They've certainly got the players there, but and they have got some good results of late, but performances haven't been great, so I think the performance have to improve. And then players need to show now their character. They need to show they're all together, they're all fighting for that football club, because there's games I've watched where you question that at times. That's me being honest, but then players need to really show that together they're fighting for the club, they're fighting for the manager. If they do that, they'll have a chance. But I feel if it carries on the way it's going, then I don't think they will make top four. I said it a long time back in 2010, losing Ronaldo Tevez was a big loss. I still believe that they've really struggled to recover from that. I still believe that. I think losing Alex Ferguson and David Gill was a big blow for them, and Ed Woodward's come in, and I think Ed's done a really good job. But I think now they've changed the manager a few times, and they just need to get that stability. They need someone to go in there, have some time to work with the players. Listen, Man United aren't going to, in my opinion, win the league in the next 2 or 3 years. So they need to use this time now to make sure in 3 years, in 4 years' time, they're challenging the game, because if we're all honest, they're a long way off at the minute.
On now to this evening's football. And Man City edged closer to yet another Premier League title after beating Brentford at the Etihad. This was the reaction on TalkSport.
The ball fell to Kevin De Bruyne inside the 18-yard area. Just curled it round Raya to stick the ball in the back of the net. That's two mistakes Brentford have made in this game, and they've been punished for both of them. You cannot do that against the league leaders. It's Manchester City 2, Brentford 0.
Kevin is, the best season of scoring goals. It's so important for us. And today, again, playing incredible well, defensively, offensively. Yeah, very pleased with all of them, with all the guys, especially Joao, of course, and especially Jonas Stones. He helped us to understand the game, he broke the lines, and he did it really well.
Saints have done enough to win this game. It finished Tottenham 2, Southampton 3. Spurs are beaten for the first time at home in the league under Antonio Conte as they missed the chance to close the gap on the top four.
And in the second half, we did well, we scored. And then, you had to be more good to defend, because I have seen the two goals, and we conceded two goals, so the defensive line that stayed there. We have to be more accurate. But I know very well that, I repeat, in this season we are going to struggle to get 3 points. And I said this before, I continue to repeat. And for sure, I think that now we are improving in many aspects, but then we are still too emotionally.
3 minutes left to play of added time. The referee, David Coote, points towards the goal. This goal has been ruled out for offside.
Funny that, Ruth, yeah? Funny, yeah? Funny. Funny. Come on. Come on. Kick a man while he's down, will you? You turn up when you want.
Jay.
And just get that. Savage. Okay, I've had enough of this show. I've had enough of it.
Jay, how are you? How are you? This is what we do on the sports world.
No, it's brutal, isn't it? It's brutal. The defending.
The defending at the back.
I have to say.
He's shocking. £32 million for Royale. It's embarrassing.
Royale with cheese. Royale with cheese.
Everybody's talking about them finishing that fourth spot in the Champions League spot at the end of this season. I still think they're lacking. Harry Kane not scoring again. Another question mark over that. The two signings that he's brought in the January window, he's got to try and bed them in as quick as he possibly can. But I thought it was defenders they needed in January age and nothing else.
We punish teams and then we just let them back into it. As soon as we score, take our foot off the gas, concede. Concede again. I mean, in defending.
Well, the two goals.
I don't know what's happened.
Their
at Spurs,
last two goals.
But the defending is a disgrace.
Tottenham 2, Southampton 3, and it's come from Shea Adams. Another ball from the right hand side. Adams missed the open 5 minutes. He made no mistake this time.
It's not been a good night. It's not been a good night.
Saints pick up just their third win on the road this season as they move into the top half of the table.
It's not possible to score with every chance, but we had massive ones. Shea had a big one immediately after 2 minutes. Then a few other good shots from outside the box where we can normally score, but today, I mean, the second goal, 22-23 passes before we score. I mean, this is fantastic, absolutely nice to watch.
Extraordinary game here as well, Adrian, it has to be said, because it is now Aston Villa 3, Leeds United 3, and the goal scorer, Diego Llorente.
Fantastic advert for the league. It's the reason why the Premier League is loved around the world, but it's certainly weren't a game for coaches. I'm not sure what Mr. Bielsa said and how he summed it up, but for us, the first 45 minutes were played at such a tempo. You know, Leeds' movements caused us some problems up front. But having said that, we still came in a half time ahead because you know, we played some wonderful stuff ourselves. We looked really dangerous and we scored 3 fantastic goals. So, yeah, listen, there's a lot of bones to pick out of the game for me and the coaches for us to improve on moving forward. But I'm certainly looking at it as a positive point. You know, we've gone down to 10 men with 10 minutes to go, so that we wasn't allowed to really go for it and twist. I wanted Danny Ings to come onto the pitch. We'll take the point and we'll move on.
Norwich players, some of them sitting down on the floor here, they know they missed a real opportunity tonight. A draw, probably not good enough for them. Finish Norwich 1, Palace 1.
Nobody knows how big that point could be, you know, so it's important that we didn't lose the game. Disappointed because we could have gone on from the one goal we scored with the other couple of chances we've had, but, you know, I thought Palace were good second half and we were second best, so I thought it was a deserved draw for both teams.
Who knows what the points tally is going to be come the end of the season. They're on 17 right now. It might be another 10 that keeps you up. Who knows?
Under Dean Smith, 12 points from 12 games. And that, if you apply it to a season, that is not relegation form.
In the second half, we come back and we play a little bit more with tempo and we managed to create chances. And we had the chance of winning the game with a penalty.
Zaha now with a chance to fire. Palace in front steps up. Right footed. Oh, it's a shocker!
We can be a little bit frustrated because I believe they were an opportunity for us to win the game, and we didn't.
Now, in the last episode of the podcast, West Ham manager David Moyes said he's an animal lover, but responsible for getting results after deciding to start Kurt Zouma in the win over Watford. The RSPCA have since removed Zouma's pet cats after a video emerged of him kicking one of them. Former Hammers winger Trevor Sinclair was left fuming by Moyes' decision to select him.
Isla Caton, she had a 5-year battle with neuroblastoma and she's lost her life. There was a tribute for her last night. The mum came on and did a message to the fans before the game. They did a minute's applause and all that for me. All that good work that West Ham have done in supporting this family through this horrendous situation has been undone with this decision. I just feel let down. I just feel like the club have let themselves down with this decision-making process. I think they shouldn't have played him. They shouldn't have been anywhere near the squad. I think it sends out a terrible message. I think it's harmed the brand. I think it's damaged the brand of West Ham. Apart from the rest of the players, I think the management and the coaching and the ownership, they're all in question now.
Back now to Wazza Wayne Rooney, the Derby boss, and his hopes of achieving a miracle this season by keeping the Rams in the Championship.
The fans are right behind this team. They're right behind the manager. They're right behind this club. Let's hope they survive. And what a story it would be if Derby stay up.
Obviously, throughout my playing career, I've achieved a lot of trophies with Manchester United, some personal achievement as well. But to keep Derby up with everything we've been dealing with and, you know, seeing how low the staff have been at times and not knowing if they've got a job to come into, in players not knowing if they're going to be at the club or not. So to keep us up after suffering everything we've suffered this year would be right up there and it would be number one.
Now, the FA has reportedly contacted Rooney after the Derby boss recently admitted he changed his studs when playing for Manchester United at Chelsea in 2006, as he, and I quote, wanted to try and hurt someone. Simon Jordan was confused as to why Wazza has brought pressure on himself.
I don't know what goes through this young man's mind. He's in a situation where he's being applauded now. He's got a team punching above its weight that may just be able to stay in the championship against all odds.
Yeah.
Everything that people think they know of Wayne Rooney, me included, is being systematically dismantled because he's doing a decent job, he's assembling a decent team that's got spirit behind it. But it's difficult to them, when you're talking in conjunction with this, say, why would you... This is a classic case of engaging your mouth before you engage your mind. Why do you think you need to be Jack Dash in the room telling these stories that engage the journalist and will, of course, prick up the ears of the media when actually, I saw it, he's saying it with some delectation if it's something to be proud of. Young kids are listening to this.
Now, the Leicester boss, Brendan Rodgers, has been speaking ahead of tonight's clash against his old club, Liverpool. And after the defeat to Forest in the FA Cup, he admitted his young squad lacks leaders.
The box is hunted down by the men in red. Leicester just unable to quench this Forest fire.
I wouldn't say we've got real natural leaders. I think we've got a lot of young players that are finding their way and developing. We have a number in the squad. That's always been the case. When I came in here 3 years ago, they were 13th in the table. And over this last few years or so, they've found themselves up challenging the very best teams in this league. They've had relative success in terms of finishing in a European place 2 years consecutive, and they've won an FA Cup and a Community Shield. So the key is that with that, that cannot be your pinnacle. You have to be able to climb, keep climbing mountains as a player. If you want to be content and safe and just climb the valleys, then fine. But for us, it's about always climbing the mountains and looking to the next challenge and keep striving. And for that, you cannot be timid. You have to be aggressive. You have to fight. You have to keep working. So these are the messages that we keep giving to the players.
The point is, you talk the talk, you do not walk the walk. Vis-a-vis, you have not yet passed your forklift driver's test.
Now, interim managing director of England's cricket, Andrew Strauss, has been talking to TalkSport's John Norman about the decision to drop Stuart Broad, Broadie, and Jimmy Anderson, Handy, for the tour of the Windies next month. Strauss, he said that their careers aren't over just yet. Well, why has he dropped them then, if that's the case? Good question, I hear you ask. Let's find the answer.
And Stuart Broad breaks the partnership and gets his man with an absolute rip-snorter.
Well, I think the first thing to say is, you know, this selection by no means is saying they don't have a future playing cricket for England. You know, the frame in which we're looking at this selection is three things. First of all, the test team hasn't been performing well enough for 12 to 18 months, and in particular, the batting unit has misfired consistently. Secondly, if we want to be the best team in the world, we need to win away from home more often. I think we've won only four of our last 13 series away from home. And thirdly, this is the start of a new cycle. So it's an opportunity for us to get some new faces in the team and maybe to ask some of the players that are in the team to play more significant leadership roles. And with that framing, we feel like it's an opportunity for us to leave both Broad and Anderson out for the time being. And we will learn a lot over the course of that 5 weeks and three test matches. And so the new England coach and director of cricket, when they come in, they'll have more information to base their selection decisions this summer. But I fully expect that both Stuart Broad and Anderson to be in that selection conversation at the start of the summer.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Of course, I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today alongside Darren Bent and the Russian weightlifter that is Jack Wilshere. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.